Well, welcome back to the Mike Care Radio Show, Eye on the Community, here in the Woodridge Public Library. Definitely have our eye on the community. As it is the day before St. Patrick's Day, I'm feeling compelled to at least mention that as we are on St. Patrick's Day Eve. So that's kind of exciting here. It's kind of a, I'm actually not Irish, but it's everyone's Irish on Mike on St. Patrick's Day.
In Chicago, you have to be part Irish somewhere, somehow.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. And my guest joining me today is Mike LeBaron from 105.9 Fresh FM here in Chicago, morning show host. And Mike, we'll talk more about, you know, your role on Fresh FM and that. But now the world famous question about satellite radio. And, you know, I guess what you're on is terrestrial radio, which is going over the airwaves. And we'd like to get your opinion on what you think of satellite radio. And would you ever think about even being on satellite radio?
Wow. Tough questions. It's like you're Barbara Walters. Okay, sure. Let's see. Satellite radio. You know, I came out of a meeting last spring, and it was a good, you know, again, we're owned by CBS Radio, so many different stations under us. And they mentioned that one thing about terrestrial radio is that it's free. You know, anyone can get this, and it has one of the best marketing, pieces out there because almost everybody has a radio. So you can get to terrestrial radio if you wanted to, pretty much from anywhere in the house, in the car, at work, et cetera, et cetera. There's one little piece missing, and that was the internet at work. And lo and behold, you know, you've seen more and more terrestrial radio stations online, as is, you know, as are we, Fresh 105.9. Satellite radio, I think, will have a future. It's still has hundreds of thousands, if not close to millions of subscribers. They're having a rough time, partly because of the economy. Partly, again, you talk about the marketing piece, where not everyone has it and you have to pay for it, you know. So, satellite radio has its unique advantages, and they've done a good job of, realizing that they were music intensive. They weren't playing as many commercials, but they were missing one thing. And one thing that terrestrial radio does very, very well, and this is what keeps us alive and keeps us, close to the community, much like what you're doing here, is it is local. You know, you take satellite radio, and they can broadcast across the world, but they can't tell you what's going on in your city. And now they've gotten better. They've been able to bring in traffic, and they can tie in some localness. But until the day that satellite can figure out how to beam stuff nationally or internationally, and yet still talk to that person that's sitting in the Woodridge Library, or, you know, sitting over in Glen Ellen, or, you know, someone that's driving down to Joliet after a day of work. That's really the key, I think, to radio is, you know, making a connection with the listener. So I wouldn't doubt that somewhere down the road, you know, I'm just the dumb jock, as I say, I just talk for a living, but I wouldn't doubt the powers to be somehow blend in satellite with terrestrial somehow, to help market, you know, this media, you know, this medium that we have.
Right. And now internet radio, of course, this show is being heard, we hope, all over the world right now. But my opinion, as I've mentioned, is right now, I think that internet radio and regular radio are kind of working side by side. They're interconnecting. So I don't think they're competing. I think they're working as a good partnership then.
They really are. And more radio stations are taking the stride to, be compatible with online. You know, there's, no confusion out there that the Generation X, the Generation Y's, the younger generation is coming along, and, you know, they like their iPods. They like to download music. They like, again, I talk about the ADD society. They're not going to wait around for the song to play two or three times until they find out who it is. They can just click, go right online and find out, oh, that was Coldplay, or, oh, that was, you know, so-and-so. So I think more and more you'll see radio stations doing more and more online. Fresh 105.9 is part of the CBS family, and we work now with Yahoo. And we have our stations broadcast not only over the airwaves, but also online through Yahoo Radio, worldwide. So you can pick up any CBS radio station, you know, by clicking through the Yahoo browser and getting into Yahoo Music. So more and more you will find that radio stations are doing more and more online because, you know, the way the world is going, where the society is going, is we're doing more and more connected. I have withdrawals when I'm away from my Facebook or Twitter. So it really is just a marvel at seeing the technology pushing radio and, you know, radio riding the wave into digital and online.
And I'm not sure if Fresh FM does it, but I know in some particular cases, you know, you can go and listen to, you know, your radio station online. But one thing that I think record companies might be happy with is you might even have the option, if you like that song, then to actually buy that song or buy the album. I don't know if Fresh does that, but some radio stations will do that where you can listen to the song on your radio station streaming, but then you could buy the song if you like it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I know that Fresh 105.9, our media people are working frantically to upgrade our website. We went live about a year ago, and as well as going live on the radio, we went live on the web, and so we're overdue for a makeover on the website. And they've gotten the first part up, which is called LeBaron's Lounge. I highly recommend checking it out. It's, you know, just one page of our website, which is all pretty much about what's going on in the mornings, from, you know, my daily blog to the you know, the music that we're playing, to the as I mentioned, the early morning question. But the next version of our entire website will have even more details around our music and being able to purchase the music. Right now, you can click in, you can find out all the music that we've played up until that song that's actually playing right now. You can click into it, find out what song it was. You can purchase the music, as you said. And again, we've partnered, CBS is partnered with Yahoo. So not only can you listen to Fresh FM here, but you can listen to, you know, the newest radio station that we launched in LA called Amp Radio. And on and on and on. So, yeah, I tell you, Mike, I'm totally stroked about this whole internet world and how radio can play very, you know, very much into the internet world as well.
And now getting back to your particular radio station, I understand that we always love contests, and I understand that your radio station is no different, and that's great, Fresh FM, that you have a lot of contests as well. People can win some cool stuff.
Absolutely. We got to bribe our listeners to stay with us. We do a lot. We're very music intensive, so we do, you know, quite a bit of the music. A couple of weeks ago, just to give you an example, we were doing No Doubt tickets, you know, doing the whenever you heard the Hella Good song, you could call in for Hella Good seats. Last week, Nickelback is coming back into town. So we've got Nickelback tickets both for general getting you into the Nickelback show, and a grand prize of sitting within the first five rows and hanging out with Nickelback, getting a limo ride to and from. This week, all this week, the week of St. Paddy's Day, we're doing Dave Matthews Band tickets. So we do a lot of music interactive stuff. And then we also do some other stuff. Again, if you go to our website at fresh1059.com, quite a few different contests that we don't do on the air. We do off the air. One of them, which we just completed and we'll do it again, is called the Fresh Lunch Break, where we will bring your employer, you and your employer, lunch by signing up and winning that. Spa days, getaways, anything that you can imagine that you know we think our listeners would like, we try to give away. And it's our way of saying thank you for being a part of the, you know, the Fresh Rewards team and the Fresh members on our both online and on air.
Right. And now, as far as I want to ask you about people that you interview, or talk a little bit off the air, that you interview not so many people actually on the radio station, but you interview people through your on the line service then?
Yeah. Again, we're really focused in the morning. You know, I mentioned the Fresh Music Marathons, and you know, we talk about playing a lot of music, and we really do. It's over 30 songs in the morning without any commercial breaks. You know, you hear me talking about weather or talking about what's going on with your ride in, but for the most part, it's all music. And we don't want to take away from that because we want people to enjoy that. However, when you get into work, you know, might as well take a small break and click on to fresh1059.com. And there we will have podcasts, you know, of people that we've interviewed, people that we've talked to, whether it be local or larger celebrities. We do video webcasts as well. So if someone has been in town, maybe they did a little acoustic set for us. We will toss it out on our website. Or maybe we're able to hang out. A couple of days ago, we were hanging out at the John Hancock Observatory. And there was a grand reopening, and David Schwimmer was there, and Joey Slotnick was there. So those type of events we will stick out onto the website. So that way we might talk about it on the air and say, great, you know what? When you get in, when you have a lot more time, instead of trying to, you know, look on your browser on your phone while you're driving, why don't you just wait till you get in and you can check out all this stuff online at fresh1059.com.
Okay, Mike, we're going to take a little bit of a break. My guest today is Mike LeBaron from 105.9 Fresh FM here in Chicagoland area, who is a morning show host. You're listening to the Mike Kara Radio Show. I am the community here in the Woodridge Public Library, and please stay with us.